This is Ozarks at Large. A Fort Smith collaborative that aims to keep children out of foster care is expanding its services thanks to a $1.67 million grant the Arkansas Division of Workforce Services awarded to the 100 Families Initiative in Sebastian County last month. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek finds out more about the program's growing mission, and she has this report.
A little over half a year ago, we met a mom who was able to get her children back from the Department of Human Services after she sought out help through the 100 Families Initiative.
It's a lot when you go to court and you hear all the things that DHS is going to ask you to do, and it's all necessary, but it's incredibly overwhelming, and you don't think that you're going to be able to do it.
100 Families, which is a program of Restore Hope, got its start in early 2019 as a collaborative of nonprofits and state agencies in Sebastian County. Initiative Director Karen Phillips says their goal is to provide wraparound services for struggling families who are on the verge of having their children removed from the home or who are trying to get their children out of foster care.
In fact, we found out that from the data over the past year, 76% of the families enrolled in 100 Families were under $12,000 a year in income. How in the world they raise families off of that? You know, we can all just, you know that that is hard.
With a more holistic approach, Phillips says 100 Families aims to help clients with all the issues that are keeping them from reaching stability and success.
It covers things like housing and transportation and employment and moving people to career and getting a, you know, good paying job. So there's a little bit more intensive case management.
So far, the program has served 315 families with 759 children. And that impact, Phillips says, was made without any additional investment in the organizations in the collective.
They are passionate about helping these families move up out of poverty. And we are so excited because finally we get to bring some resource to them that we weren't able to before.
The nearly $1.7 million grant from the Arkansas Division of Workforce Services will allow 100 families to provide funding to the organizations in its network so they can continue providing those intensive case management services to families in the program. Paul Chapman, the director of Restore Hope, says in Sebastian County, that translates to a greater capacity to help more people.
And what we found was that we could only serve about 150 families at a time. And so a family could be onboarded 1 month and they might stay in this collaborative care cycle for 6 months or longer. And so the community's capacity to serve was only about 150 a month. We're hoping to triple that.
The grant will also allow 100 families to launch new alliances in Crawford, Pulaski, and White counties. Chapman says many of the families enrolled in the Sebastian County program already live in Crawford County, so that expansion just makes sense. Meanwhile, Pulaski County is the most populous, and there's a need for a collective impact initiative in the region. In White County, Restore Hope has already been working in a smaller capacity on alternative sentencing programs.
We just needed to grow what had already, the infrastructure had already started being put together. And we saw 800 families, I think, last year in White County. And so this will bring help to those families and hopefully new entry points for new families.
Chapman says the grant money will also be used for court resolution services after they found 70% of their clients have some sort of outstanding misdemeanor issue in district court that often impacts the status of their driver's license. Court resolution services will work with the courts to find out what those issues are and report back to the case managers who work with the clients.
And then a plan is set on how are we going to resolve these things. And ultimately, let's get you free from all of that. And let's get your driver's license back as you're making your journey out of crisis and through stability and into career.
Phillips says many of the 100 Families clients live in constant fear of being pulled over because they know they're driving illegally. And social service providers simply don't have the legal system expertise to resolve those problems.
So So even though they may provide them housing or help them with recovery, they're still going to be driving illegally, and they're still going to get pulled over, and they're still going to end up with children back in foster care because they've gone to jail.
The grant will be administered by the United Way of Fort Smith area. President and CEO Eddie Lee Herndon says that's because the organization has the capacity to handle that amount of money, and also because it fits their mission.
It's really easy to get behind loving our children and loving our families and loving the fact of keeping somebody from going back to jail, you know, reducing the recidivism rate, or even preventing somebody from going the first time.
Herndon says aside from providing crucial wraparound services, 100 Families also gives people hope.
When you're hungry or you don't have housing, or you can't get from point A to point B and you feel like the world is against you, it's really hard to lift yourself up and see the end at the light at the end of the tunnel.
And while individual behavior and choices certainly play a role in some of these crisis situations, Paul Chapman says that's often only part of the story.
There is a framework that needs to exist that that when a family is at their lowest, and frankly, least capable of helping themselves, then really, I think what we all want is a community that all that would stand in their way of getting out of the issues or out of the hole would be their choices, and not complexity or even negative judgment. We should have all of our incentives in the community for someone to pursue happiness and be with their family and become all that they could be.
The grant will also allow Karen Phillips to move into a new role that oversees 100 families on a state level and puts funds toward newly appointed program coordinators in each of the four counties. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.